Foster, the freshman that would lead the Lady Vikings.
Well, Mission Valley wins the tip-off. We are underway here in White Auditorium. Right side with it, Kipley Jacobson goes up top to Morgan Tomlinson. Tomlinson was trying to feed it over to Lily Foster. She loses the handle. Ball is loose and picked up by Council Grove. Almost travels with it, does Jessica Filkin. Now into the hands of Shannon Miller as the Lady Braves will turn it over on the opposite end. Mission Valley with possession going from right to left as we see the action here on the west side of White Auditorium in their home whites with crimson numbers, gold trim Vikings across the chest. Council Grove with blue jerseys, yellow numbers, Council Grove across the chest, white trim as a wild shot fired up by Kipley Jacobson. Gets the rebound and good. Kipley Jacobson makes it a 2-0 lead for Mission Valley. 7-11 still to go here in the first quarter. And, boy, that was the same time frame we saw Chase County score the first points of the previous ball game.
For Council Grove to come away with an upset here, they're going to have to win that rebounding margin, and they cannot allow second-chance efforts there by the Lady Vikings.
Miller goes right side to Tompkins for Council Grove. Tompkins at the foul line. She'll skip it left side to Kearney Mullen, who fires a shot, but not before she travels. So a quick turnover there for Council Grove, as Mullen really had the best look at the basket here in the early going of this one for Council Grove thus far. Mission Valley back on the attack now. With it is Jacobson, right side, goes foul line to Bloomfield. Bloomfield hands over to Foster, and Lily Foster again kind of loses her handle on it. She's had two turnovers here thus far. 6:26 remaining in the first quarter, a 2-0 lead for Mission Valley, and we're going to get a foul on the floor. That foul is going to go against Lily Foster, her first team's first. 6:23 to go in the first quarter, 2-0 lead, Mission Valley. Shannon Miller gives it right side to Lillian Tompkins. Tompkins at the foul line now, work to Kearney Mullen into the left corner, back to Shannon Miller. Back to Tompkins. Drives inside. Foul line jumper is off the mark. The rebound goes to Mission Valley. Leading the way is Kipley Jacobson. Jacobson, right side of the floor. Up top to Morgan Tomlinson. Tomlinson drives inside. Her shot altered. Rebound put back no good by Paige Martin. Rebound again and put back by Jacobson is no good. Getting the rebound will be Paige Martin, but not before she steps on the boundary line. And we do have dueling student sections here, Mission Valley, Council Grove. As into the lineup for Council Grove comes Haley Grant, the 5'10 freshman. She will replace Jaden Coover, the 5'10 senior. Miller leading the charge for Council Grove, left side to Tompkins. To Mullen, Kearney Mullen. To Filkin, back to Mullen on the right block. Gets a little contact, late whistle, but it's a foul nonetheless against Adeline Bloomfield of Mission Valley. That will be her first, team second. So Foster and Bloomfield from Mission Valley, both with single fouls thus far. 5:32 remaining in this first quarter, and a third foul against Mission Valley is going up for the shot off the inbound was Jessica Filkin. They're going to register that one against Morgan Tomlinson, team's third. And to the line for two goes Jessica Filkin. Puts up the first. It's just a little short. 5:31 remaining in the first quarter. It's a 2-0 lead. Mission Valley, again, winner, looking to advance on to meet Osage City on Saturday night. And right there, Filkin gets Council Grove on the board. Makes the second of two. 2-1 lead now, Mission Valley. Lady Vikings back on the attack. Three on the way is well short for Morgan Tomlinson, but she is bowled over by Jessica Filkin after the shot. So the foul will go against Filkin. That's her first, team's first.
They're going to call it after the shot. Yes, though, fortunately there. That's a big break for the Council Grove. As it was.
That's what I said.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I was trying to find I was looking at a stat tag, and I'm
fair
sorry.
Fair enough, fair enough, fair enough.
Apparently multitasking is not my key.
I just wanted you to know I'm dialed in. I'm dialed in. We're going to get another foul on the floor This one is going to go against Shannon Miller of Council Grove. That's her first. Out of the lineup for Mission Valley comes Morgan Tomlinson. As a three on the way off the mark for Mission Valley, down low, Kipley Jacobson tries to save it and barely saves it, but it's thrown away to Kearney Mullen. She has a breakaway, right side layup, good. And just like that, Council Grove now out in front, 3-2 off the steal by Kearney Mullen. Great read as she had to get from the foul line to half court to intercept that one. Adeline Bloomfield goes right side to Morgan Tomlinson, or correction, sorry, Paige Martin. Two on the way by Kipley Jacobson, just a bit short. And once again, Kearney Mullen was on the breakaway, but she can't get there in time as there was a half-court heave, more than half-court, I should say. But very impressed with Jacobson, or not Jacobson, sorry, Kearney Mullen's speed, as two times she's beat the press. Martin goes right side to Maddie Krause, who knocks down the 15-footer. The lead back to the Vikings, 4-3. Mission Valley leads it. 4:06 remaining in the first quarter. Big smile on your face there, Mike.
I had a buddy of mine texted me something that he's seeing on our broadcast.
Oh? Lillian Tompkins. Good to know people are watching. Tompkins, the 5'8 senior, works it round to the top to Paige Martin. Three on the way. It's good. That is a Van Gundy Farms three-pointer. Van Gundy Farms, your Lyon County Hogemeyer seed dealer.
There you go.
Is what I meant to say.
Yeah, my buddy was commentating on my color skills.
Did I have a part to play?
Probably so.
Sorry about that. Kearney Mullen overshoots the layup. Rebound will go to Council Grove nonetheless. Up top with it, Lillian Tompkins now worked left side to Jessica Filkin. Ball stolen away on the breakaway is Adeline Bloomfield. It's taken back by Kearney Mullen. Mullen has to be careful. Almost travels a couple times. She gets banged to the floor. That foul is going to be registered against Adeline Bloomfield, her second. Team's fourth. Kearney Mullen will come out of the lineup. In comes Kasiah Mullen, the 5'7 sophomore. Just under 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. It's 7-3 Mission Valley. Inside, baseline jumper is off the mark by Jessica Filkin. Rebound collected by Mission Valley. Martin goes left corner to Foster. Foster throws it in the lane. It's taken away by Council Grove.
Both teams kind of struggling to find their footing here in the first quarter, yeah, much like we saw in the previous ball game.
Tompkins, foul line. She skips it left side to Filkin. Filkin goes back up top to Shannon Miller. Shannon now works it around to the right side to Tompkins. Back up to Miller. Miller at the foul line. She'll give to Mullen. Mullen drives baseline, gets cut off. Back to the foul line to Miller. Now back to Tompkins. Tompkins right side to Filkin. Good movement here thus far by Council Grove. Trying to find an opening, not wasting any shots. Foul line now into the hands of Mullen. Fires up the shot. It gets altered. A lot of contact, but no foul called either way. Ball turned over at half court as, once again, it's misplayed by Lily Foster. That's the sixth turnover for Mission Valley. Right side, Kasiah Mullen. Inside the arc. She gives it to Miller. Miller nearly misses. Just narrowly misses on the 10-footer and the contact generated on the opposite side. A foul coming for Haley Grant, the 5'10 freshman for Council Grove. That'll be her first, team's third. As back into the Council Grove lineup, we'll get Kearney Mullen and Jaden Coover. Also going to see Marley Gant. The freshman Marley Gant taking a seat is Shannon Miller. As Mission Valley inbounds it, right block, left side, it's poked out of bounds by Coover. It'll stay with Mission Valley. But a good job by Council Grove here thus far, Mike, to kind of disrupt some of the momentum that Mission Valley has built up.
Yeah, absolutely. They're really playing tough D.
Great inbounds, but can't hit the bunny. Ken Tomlinson. A little too strong on that shot attempt as Kearney Mullen has it now. Top of the key on the Council Grove side to Gant. To Kasiah Mullen, who turns it over in the lane. Hustling down the other way. Morgan Tomlinson for Mission Valley. Goes left side to Kipley Jacobson. To Paige Martin down low. Into the hands of Maddie Krause, who gets fouled on her shot attempt. The foul will be registered against Kasiah Mullen of Council Grove, her first, team's fourth. Both teams with four fouls apiece with 60 seconds remaining in the first quarter. First shot on the way is no good for Krause. Coming back in for Council Grove is Lily Tompkins. As Krause sets for the second, puts it up, that one falls through. 3 points for Krause now. Under 60 to go in the first quarter. It's 8-3, Mission Valley leading Council Grove. Tompkins goes right side to Mullen. Back to Tompkins, baseline. Great feed down low, but too strong on the shot is Jaden Coover. It's taken away by Mission Valley. Krause, right side of the floor, left side. Jacobson for three, gets the Van Gundy Farms three. And just like that, it's 11-3. 8-point differential here with 25 seconds remaining.
It's a quick 9-0 run here by Mission Valley.
Right side with it is Lillian Tompkins at the foul line. Coover now left corner into the hands of Kearney Mullen. Trying to find Lillian Tompkins at the top, and it's just a little too high.
Council Grove really has not looked well in their offensive set. 1 out of 8 from the field. That's their 6th turnover now. Mission Valley just kind of really speeding things up for Council Grove on offense where they cannot get comfortable.
5 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Mission Valley holding for the last shot. Three on the way at the buzzer. Adeline Bloomfield with a Van Gundy Farms three makes it 14-3, an 11-point differential at the end of the first quarter. We'll take a quick break, come back, and have the start of the second quarter here in our second girls semifinal matchup. It's 14-3, Mission Valley leading Council Grove.
Coverage of the Flint Hills Shootout being brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Nextech Wireless, the latest wireless technology. Fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. And USD 251 North Lyon County, wishing to recognize its students and athletes for their accomplishments during the 2022-2023 school year.
Coverage of the Flint Hills Shootout is brought to you by Emporia State University. Hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. Plumbing by Spellman at 821 Commercial. For residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. And Troy's Trannies and Auto Repair. Call on Troy's for all your automotive needs. 620-341-9449.
14-3, Mission Valley leading Council Grove as we start the second quarter of action here in our second girls semifinal matchup of the Flint Hills Shootout. Again, the winner advances on to face Osage City Saturday night. Osage City with a 51-48 victory over Chase County earlier this evening inside of White Auditorium. Council Grove with possession to start the second quarter. Up top with it is Jessica Filkin. It's worked left side to Shannon Miller. Now to Tompkins. Right corner, Kearney Mullen. And thus far, Council Grove has not looked great in their offensive sets, as you mentioned earlier, Mike.
Well, they're looking much better running this offensive set to begin this second quarter, though.
Mullen will fire a three that's just a bit off the mark. The rebound will be ripped down by Paige Martin. Left side, Bloomfield. Up top, to Martin. Martin going to drive inside, kicks it out right side to Jacobson. Jacobson now drives in, right block, good on the layup. Kipley Jacobson now has 7 on the night, leading her team.
Mission Valley in the midst of this 14-0 run.
Getting set to check into the Mission Valley lineup is Lily Foster as we get a timeout taken by Council Grove. Sounds like a good idea. It'll be a full timeout. We'll take a 60-second break ourselves. You're listening to coverage of the Flint Hills Shootout here on Country 101.7 FM, streaming online at KVOE TV at KVOE.com.
Coverage of the Flint Hills Shootout is brought to you in part by Linden USD 421. Linden High School students and staff want to thank area businesses and the community for supporting their academic and athletic programs. It's great to be a Linden Tiger. By Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. And by the City of Cottonwood Falls, a proud supporter of Chase County student athletes and coaches, and commends them for their hard work on and off the court. Let's go, Bulldogs!
Coverage of the Flint Hills Shootout being brought to you by Kansas Land Bank, serving the area with complete banking services. A proud supporter of all area athletes. Kansas Land Bank, banking with your friends and neighbors. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. The City of Americus, proudly supporting the hard work of the Northern Heights Wildcats on and off the court. Go Cats! And Grimmett Concrete. They do commercial, flat work, or residential pours. Call Jeff at 620-340-3434 or Scott at 620-343-0174.
Again, timeouts here at the Flint Hill Shootout are brought to you by McDonald's on 6th Avenue, your afternoon snack stop for hot, fresh fries for a dollar between 2 and 5 p.m. We're going to get a foul off the inbounds on the shot attempt by Mission Valley. That is Paige Martin picking up her first foul of the night. That is the 5th for Mission Valley as Council Grove. Jessica Filkin to the line, puts up the first. It's too strong. And Filkin, just 1 point on the night thus far from the foul line, as thus far Council Grove has been scoreless here in the second quarter. Puts up the second one. That one falls in, and Filkin now 2 of 4 from the foul line tonight. 6:45 remaining in the first half. Mission Valley leads at 16-4. Tomlinson drives inside, now kicks it right side to Jacobson, who fires the long two, but it's off the mark. Rebound will go to Council Grove. Mullen collects the board, gives it to Shannon Miller. Miller across half court, goes right side into the hands of Lillian Tompkins. Tompkins gets cut off on the baseline. Goes left side to Shannon Miller, back to Tompkins. To Miller again, right wing. Up top now, into the hands of Tompkins. Tompkins goes baseline to Mullen. Can't hit the bunny. Rebound put back, no good either by Jaden Coover. Mission Valley collects it, and we go back the other way, and we're going to reverse course now as a mishandled pass from Tomlinson to Jacobson leads to a turnover for Council Grove.
7th turnover now for Mission Valley, but we mentioned it was going to be a key stat in this matchup. They are out-rebounding Council Grove 12-4 thus far.
16-4 is the lead for Mission Valley as Lily Foster tries to intercept a pass, gets knocked out of bounds into her own bench. So Kearney Mullen will inbound it from in front of the Mission Valley seats. Council Grove again back on the attack. Got to say, pretty quiet here in White Auditorium thus far in this ballgame. Left side, Shannon Miller. We get a foul as she feeds it down low to Kearney Mullen. Mullen on her approach gets hip-checked. And the foul will be against Morgan Tomlinson, her 2nd, team 6th. Two shots coming for Kearney Mullen. I love the two shots there. Mullen short on the first.
You going to steal that now as you are the voice of PA for the Emporia State Hornets?
Nah, I don't like gimmick infringement.
Sean Wilson does an excellent job.
He does a fantastic job. That's why I don't want to infringe on his thing. Ball gets poked out of bounds on the Mission Valley end by Kearney Mullen. Back into the Council Grove lineup comes Haley Grant. She'll be followed by Kasiah Mullen.
Whoa.
Oh.
There we go.
Didn't get the substitution in. There we go. Kasiah Mullen replaces Kearney Mullen in the Council Grove lineup, and we'll redo the inbounds. Jacobson puts it in play and then gets it right back. Top of the key, has her pass knocked down, intercepted by Lillian Tompkins. Tompkins, great jump stop in the lane and still gets rejected. But they're going to actually say that Paige Martin came in a little too hot and heavy.
It was his last touch by Martin out of bounds.
It was no last foul. Touch by Paige Martin out of bounds.
No foul.
There's no foul. What would I do without you, Michael? Mullen inbounds it near the foul line, and traveling with it off the pass is Haley Grant. She tried to get it up to the top of the key, but was being pressured pretty heavily. Takes the extra step. So another turnover here by Council Grove for Mission Valley, as both teams in a bit of a scoring drought here, as we have 5:18 to go in this second quarter.
The Mission Valley has pretty much controlled the entirety of this ballgame.
Absolutely, but Paige Martin leaves a layup short. The rebound is collected by Maddie Krause. Work back down low, right side, overshoots the rim as Caitlin Corson. And Council Grove will collect the board with under five to go in the first half. 16-4 again, the lead for Mission Valley. Just 1 point scored by Council Grove thus far in the second quarter. Driving inside, Lillian Tompkins misses the layup. Rebound put back is good by Haley Grant. I guess she might have heard me. Says, take that. Lead now cut to 10. Kipley Jacobson picks up the loose ball after it was dribbled off the shoe of Martin. Now right side into the hands of Corson. Corson gives it over to Foster. Foster drives baseline. Bounce pass. Jacobson, three on the way. No good. Rebound put back. Short, but it doesn't matter as Maddie Krause is fouled on the shot attempt. She's going to the line for two. Kasiah Mullen picks up the offense for Council Grove. That'll be her second. Fifth team foul for Council Grove. Again, two shots coming for Maddie Krause. Krause puts up the first. It thought about it and didn't fall through.
Sixth offensive board there for Mission Valley. Obviously not able to convert on the field goal, but they are really crashing the boards hard. Council Grove's going to have to get some boxing out here down the stretch.
Second free throw, no good, off the mark. Rebound goes to Council Grove. 4:05 left to go here in this half. 16-6 is the lead for Mission Valley. Thus far, Council Grove has outscored Mission Valley 3-2 as Kasiah Mullen tried a hook shot right side, gets tapped on the wrist, and Adeline Bloomfield trying to check into the lineup for Mission Valley, but being told just hold on a second. As Kasiah Mullen puts up the first, it's good. Kasiah Mullen's first points of the ball game. Cuts the lead back to single digits at 9, 16-7 with 3:56 left to go in this half. Puts up the second. That's swish, nothing but net. It's good. Kasiah Mullen now with 2 points on the night. Cuts it to 8, 16-8 to be exact, as Paige Martin has the ball stolen away. It's now in the possession of Filkin, and she'll give it to Lillian Tompkins, bringing it across half court.
Nice little 5-0 run here by the Council Grove Braves after the 14-0 run by the Mission Valley. See if they can keep things going.
Mullen to Mullen. Kearney Mullen with the 18-footer. It's good. Now the lead to 6. 3:24 left to go in the half. Three-pointer on the way. No good by Adeline Bloomfield. Kearney Mullen will collect the board. Get the offense set on the opposite side. She'll skip it right side in the hands of Tompkins. Tompkins now drives inside the arc. Tried to find Kearney Mullen left wing, and she would have needed to be about 6'2 to reel that pass in as it goes out of bounds. Timeout will be taken on by Mission Valley. It's a full timeout. We'll take one as well. 3:03 remaining in the first half. It's 16-10 Mission Valley leading. Council Grove, you're listening to coverage of the Flint Hill Shootout here on Country 101.7 FM, streaming online at KVOE-TV at KVOE.com.
Coverage of the Flint Hill Shootout is brought to you by Planet Sub. Fresh sandwiches, wraps, and oven-baked subs on made-from-scratch bread. Planet Sub across from Walmart. The Rich Door Company, residential and commercial garage door sales and service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. And GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and are proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today, 620-344-0661.
Back inside White Auditorium, taking Trahoon, Michael Deeker. Timeout on the floor by Mission Valley. Again, timeouts are brought to you by McDonald's on 6th. Locally owned and operated by Hugh O'Reilly. Open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Want to remind you that Flint Hill Shootout action also streaming online at KVOE TV at KVOE.com. Thanks to Teal Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. Backed by outstanding heating and cooling products from one of the industry's most trusted names, Bryant. Call Teals at 75-528-3912 and First National Bank of Kansas, Burlington, Waverly, and Osage City. Bank locally, get rewarded. Earn high interest for banking basics and cash back on purchases with Kasasa and Kasasa Cashback. Ball comes free in the lane on the Mission Valley side, taken away by Council Grove. Kearney Mullen down the stretch. Has the ball knocked out of her hands. No foul called, but they will say last touch by Mission Valley, so it stays with Council Grove. Kasiah Mullen will inbound it from the left side of the basket on the baseline. 16-10, the lead for Mission Valley. Filkin fires about a 15-footer that's off the mark, and we're going to get a foul on the rebound by Council Grove. That foul will be the sixth for the Lady Braves. And the foul will be registered against Haley Grant. That's her second, a 5'10 freshman. Getting set to check back into the Lady Braves lineup is Jaden Coover. As Morgan Tomlinson getting caught up at the top of the key. She hands it off to Paige Martin. Martin now trying to go around the defense. Gets banged around a little bit. No fouls called. Baseline now driving. Great feed to Coover, or apologies, to Tomlinson, who can't hit the five-footer. The rebound is taken back by Council Grove, and thus far only 2 points have been scored in this second quarter by Mission Valley. Council Grove back on the attack. Kearney Mullen gets cut off on her approach to the basket, goes left side to Kasiah Mullen. Kasiah is trying to find Filkin in the lane. It gets knocked out of bounds by Mission Valley. Back into the Council Grove lineup come Jaden Coover and Lillian Tompkins. Tompkins scoreless as far in this game, as is Coover. Top of the key goes the inbound to Lillian Tompkins, almost loses her footing. Minute 45 remaining in the first half. Filkin has it. Baseline to Kearney Mullen, and it's knocked out of bounds by Adeline Bloomfield, so it'll stay with Council Grove with a 1:40 remaining in the first half. Again, Mission Valley leading it 16-10. And the inbounds is stolen away by Mission Valley. Lily Foster with it now for the Lady Vikings. Goes right wing to Jacobson. Jacobson starts her drive inside on the baseline, gets cut off, has to go back to the right side to Foster. Foster goes to Morgan Tomlinson, who airballs the three out of bounds. Council Grove regains possession with a minute 22 remaining in the half. Mission Valley leading it 16-10, but have been outscored thus far by Council Grove 6-2 in this second quarter. Kearney Mullen, left corner, three on the way, shot was altered, and the rebound easily collected by Adeline Bloomfield. Bloomfield hands it off to Jacobson. Jacobson into the right corner to Paige Martin. Martin will fire a three that rolls around over the top. Tomlinson gets the rebound, tries the putback. It gets swatted away, and it goes to Council Grove. 50 seconds remaining in the first half. You see the chicken too, right?
Jake, I mentioned earlier, I don't even want to think about food right now.
Fried chicken coming across our eyes.
Stop, stop. McDonald's reads are about ready to do me in.
Great sponsor. Kearney Mullen works it around to the top of the key to Filkin. 29 seconds remaining in the first half. Council Grove no doubt holding for the last shot. 25 seconds. Lady Braves trail it by 6. It's been as high as 12, the deficit. 14 seconds remaining. 5-foot jumper well over the top by Lillian Tompkins. It's taken away by Mission Valley. Bloomfield with a 16-footer. It's good. And that will do it. Adeline Bloomfield gives Mission Valley the last word as they lead it 18-10 at the end of the first half of play. We'll take a quick break, tally our stats, and come back with some halftime analysis as we get set for the second half of action in our second girls semifinal matchup of the night here. You're listening to the Flint Hills Shootout on Country 101.7 FM. Video streaming online at KVOE-TV at KVOE.com.
Coverage of the Flint Hills Shootout is brought to you in part by the Chase County Recreation Commission. Proud to support the youth of the Chase County communities. Go Bulldogs! By Murphy Agri LLC, serving the agricultural community in Strong City and Lebo. See Murphy Agri for all of your fertilizer and chemical needs. And by Harshman Construction, they have several rock quarries in the area to supply your rock and sand needs and are also available to haul it for you. Call Harshman Construction at 620-274-4377.
Coverage of the Flint Hills Shootout being brought to you by Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. Brown Bennett Alexander Funeral Home, serving families of the Flint Hills, wishing the Bulldog team success this season. Nate and Gwen Rundy, owners. And Kansas Graphics, Cottonwood Falls, full color banners and printing. T-shirt printing, decals, vinyl legends, signage, wide print formatting, and more.
Coverage.